This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, December 11th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Dems counter on farm aid. DGAC punts on Maha issue and ag senators to meet with RFK Jr. Here's a scoop. Democrats are offering $10 billion in market relief amid intense talks. Lawmakers continue what's described as intense negotiations over what's going to be included with a one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. It is not clear yet that GOP leaders will agree to add a package of market relief for farmers. The latest Democratic counteroffer obtained last night by AgriPulse would provide nearly $10 billion in economic assistance for farmers, including $8.8 billion in payments to producers for crop year 2024. Another $1 billion would go toward reimbursing 15% of premiums and fees paid for crop insurance and NAP coverage. The Democratic proposal would roll Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding into the Farm Bill that to create permanent baseline, although the climate sideboards would be retained for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program. The proposal also calls for funding orphan farm bill programs at existing levels for 1 year and creating baseline for the Office of Urban Agriculture. Republicans would be foolish not to seize the opportunity to deliver much-needed funding to our farmers and farm programs, House Ag's top Democrat David Scott of Georgia said in a statement. Now take note, House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania told AgriPulse early yesterday that there were, quote, intense negotiations underway over the Farm Bill extension, and they're ongoing. I am certain all of the Republican members of the Ag Committee would be concerned if there's not economic assistance, he said. Thompson said House Speaker Mike Johnson is very supportive of providing aid to farmers. Dietary advisors punt on Maha issue. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee is out with its final recommendations and has largely punted on the issue of ultra-processed foods. The committee said it was unable to draw conclusions due to a lack of research. But that hardly means the issue is going away, given the concerns being raised about the food industry by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his allies in the Make America Healthy Again movement. Gerald Mandy, USDA official during the Obama administration and now CEO of Nourish Science, called DGAC's decision not to answer the UPF question as, quote, a missed opportunity bordering on a gross dereliction of duty. Peter Lurie, president of the Center for Science in the Public Interest, said the lack of conclusion should spur research into these foods. Meanwhile, he noticed that the DGAC strengthened recommendations to limit foods high in added sugar and sodium, which may include ultra-processed foods. What's next? Well, the recommendations now go to USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services, which will craft the final Dietary Guidelines for Americans 2025 to 2030 after a public comment period. This creates the distinct possibility that Kennedy, Donald Trump's choice to be HHS secretary, could exert a great deal of influence over the final product. You can go online for stories about the scientific report from the Dietary Guidelines Committee, the blocked Kroger-Albertsons merger, and a proposal to list the monarch butterfly as threatened. And check out this week's newsletter for stories on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, the 45Z Clean Fuels Credit, and the Water Resources Development Act. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Ag senators gear up for RFK Jr. meetings. Members of the Senate Ag Committee say they're eager to meet with Kennedy to discuss some of his comments on the food and agriculture industry, including his criticism of pesticides. Yesterday, Politico reported that Kennedy has scheduled 20 meetings with senators next week to discuss his nomination to lead HHS. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa said he's planning to meet with Kennedy in January. Kennedy originally didn't set up a meeting, but reached out to the senator offering to talk if he has any concerns. The Ag Committee's top Republican, John Bozeman, also said he hopes to meet with Kennedy. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas said he has a meeting planned and voiced concern about the cost of restricting pesticides for farmers. Marshall said, quote, "There's lots of great things we can focus on, though, to make America healthy again," arguing that farmers already are using fewer chemicals. He said, quote, "Let's accentuate the positive, and I think there's room for both of us." North Dakota Senator John Hoeven, the top Republican on the Appropriations Subcommittee that writes FDA's annual budget, wants to discuss Kennedy's plans for that agency and the dietary guidelines for Americans. U.S. to probe Nicaragua rights abuses, weigh trade restrictions. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative is going to probe potential labor and human rights abuses in Nicaragua and consider whether to levy tariffs or other trade actions. In a statement announcing the Section 301 investigation, USTR Catherine Tai cited reporting indicating President Daniel Ortega's government had violated labor rights, human rights, and dismantles the country's rule of law, hurting the Nicaraguan people and undermining fair competition for U.S. businesses. The U.S. is Nicaragua's largest export destination, with the U.S. buying almost half of the country's coffee exports and more than 80% of the country's tobacco product exports. Nicaragua currently enjoys duty-free access to the U.S. market through a trade agreement involving six Central American countries. These agreement concessions can be suspended following a Section 301 probe, however. Commerce adjusts how it determines which ag subsidies could warrant tariffs. The Commerce Department will update the way it determines whether imports are eligible for tariffs to offset foreign agriculture subsidies that, according to a final rule made public today, international trade rules dictate that governments can only apply countervailing duties, that tariffs designed to offset subsidies provided by foreign governments, if the subsidies are provided to specific industries or companies. Since the 1980s, the Commerce Department has not regarded a subsidy as being specific if it was generally available to an entire agriculture sector, because Commerce considered the agriculture sector as more than a single group of industries. That soon, however, will change. Moving forward, Commerce will determine whether a foreign agriculture subsidy is sufficiently specific to warrant countervailing duties on a case-by-case basis. The move, Congress said, would make the process more consistent with U.S. trade remedy law. Here's today's final word. This opens the door for an important dialogue about farmers as caretakers and cultivators of the land. Our farm families treasure that responsibility. That's Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, on the Fish and Wildlife Service plan to list the monarch butterfly as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The agency's use of a rule that allows certain agriculture practices to continue without running afoul of the ESA, quote, acknowledges the work farmers are undertaking to protect the monarch while recognizing the need for flexibility in conservation efforts between diverse regions and crops, Duvall said. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, December 11th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Talley.